It's time for the Artie Show. And now your host, Artie Romero.
This past week, I discovered a really neat free program. It's called Irfan View, I-R-F-A-N View, and it's at irfanview.com. And the author has made it available free for non-commercial use. It has over 1 million users. It's a graphics program, and it allows you to resize images, crop, do things like eliminate red eye from photos. It also allows you to browse a folder full of photos or images, clicking one to the next until you get all the way through the folder. It does batch processing. It's really quite a useful program. I found that it even plays video and audio clips. Really is very, very nice all-around program, and it's really a great value at $0. So pick it up at irfanview.com, and I think you'll find it handy. We're actually going to, we were given permission to bundle this with our CD-ROM products so that people will have a way to resize our images when they buy bundles of CDs of animations or images from our animation studio, ARG Cartoon Animation. And I know that Irfan will appreciate your comments. He's continually improving the program, and he does appreciate feedback and responds to email requests. As I said, I do own an animation studio. It's ARG Cartoon Animation at www.artie.com. That's A-R-T-I-E. It's one of the most popular animation sites on the web. It went up in 1996 as artie.com, so it's been up for over 12 years. And it gets between 1 and 3 million hits a day. This year we launched a game site at games.artie.com, and within a few weeks we had 1 million hits a day just on the game site. It's a flash game site. Doesn't require any downloads. It's just, you just play the games online, and it's very, very fast loading games. And I think there are about 600 to choose from there, including a few original games that ARG created. A lot of people ask me, how do you get so many hits to your website? Well, you know, of course I got an early start, you know, putting the site up originally on AOL in 1995 and then getting my own domain in 96. But I do have some tips for you if you want to get a lot of traffic on your website without spending a lot of money. You know, marketing on the internet is really different from traditional advertising, and so it requires a different mindset. Web marketing lures potential customers by offering unique, valuable content and information. It's characterized by pull marketing techniques designed to entice users to your site as opposed to push or in-your-face advertising like TV. If you make your site fresh, interesting, entertaining, uniquely informational, and always keep it updated, you are much more likely to get a high level of traffic into your website. The more people you reach, the better your chances are to substantially increase your customer base. And the essential reason for this difference between traditional marketing and marketing on the web is the way that modern search engines work. If your site is linked from any established website, the search engines like Google, Yahoo, LiveSearch, which used to be called MSN Search, will find your site through those links and scrape or index its content. And when the engine is searched, the engine lists your website in the search results based on matching the search term with the words you used in your pages. I know this sounds really like really basic stuff, but you have to understand that all successful websites get the vast majority of their traffic from search engines and from links on other sites. They spend almost no money on advertising, but instead put their efforts into creating unique, valuable website content. I call it giving back to the internet. Let's compare the web to TV. If there was an all-commercial channel, would you ever watch it? Most of the websites I see, they look like a commercial. They look like advertising. And if your website is 100% advertising, just an online billboard or an online brochure, it's nothing but marketing, but advertising, how many people are ever going to deliberately go there? Why would they? I mean, maybe they're looking for what you do, and that's fine. But you have to understand, you can take this internet marketing thing to a whole different level by putting yourself in the web surfer's shoes and realizing that you need to have valuable content on your website, a hook to get people in. And that's the material that you should promote in your links, offline ads, search engine marketing, and all that. How do you get that? How do you get unique content in your site? Well, you're doing something in your career that's unique. You're doing something with your website that's unique. And you know something about this topic. You need to do a brain dump. You really need to say what it is you know about these things. Put it down on virtual paper. Now, Google changed everything. When Google came out in the late 90s, we saw our hits go through the roof. And it's really because we happen to be doing things that Google really likes. Of course, it's the number one search engine, and it changed the world when its founders Larry Page and Sergey Brin developed their unique patented search algorithms. What they really did is they created relevance. The most important part of their system was the weight it gave to link popularity when evaluating the importance of each website. In Google's view, links are votes. Google is constantly keeping score. The more inbound links a site has, the more important Google considers it to be. When you search Google for a particular keyword, the search engine determines the order in which it will display the search results by its ranking of the relative importance of each site that uses that keyword. That ranking is distilled into a number between 0 and 10, and that's called PageRank. That's Google's patented algorithm, PageRank. Sites that have a lot of inbound links have high PageRank, meaning that Google thinks they're important. So, taking the voting analogy a step further, a link from a high PageRank website is worth more votes from Google's viewpoint than a link from a low PageRank site. Essentially, what you need to know to succeed online is that your website needs to get lots of links from other sites, or at least a few really good links, if you want to succeed. I say you've got to give a little. You've got to give a little if you want to get a little. So, would you like to have links to your website from dozens or perhaps hundreds of other websites? To get them, you need to give something back. You can give a link. In other words, I'm talking about reciprocal linking. But do you want to turn your website into a billboard for other sites? No. Every link that you put into your site is an exit door. So how should you do this? Well, the way it's traditionally been done is to put a page of links on your site. And if you get enough valuable links on that page, people will actually want to go to your site just to check out your links. Actually, that's the way Yahoo started. It was Jerry's Guide to the World Wide Web. And what it was really was it was a directory, an edited directory. And really what it was Jerry, the founder of Yahoo, took his bookmarks. We used to call them bookmarks. Now they're called favorites. And made them into a directory. But don't call it a links page. That's actually a poison word to the search engines. If you go to citystar.com, that's one of our websites, CITYSTAR, it has about 46,000 links on it now. Many of them are reciprocal links. So it's helped put this site among the most popular in the U.S. in terms of website directories, getting 10 to 12 million hits a month. And that traffic has generated millions of dollars for my companies. Also, you need to know how to get your website listed in online business directories. If you start at the search engines like Google, Yahoo, Ask.com, LiveSearch, and the rest, enter keywords related to your business, to your website, and see what comes up. You'll usually find online directories for sites related to your type of business. It's just the way the search engines work now. They tend to rank directory sites above individual business sites because they tend to have more importance than individual business websites for most things that you search for. So when you find these directories, go on into them and determine if the site is suitable for your listing, for your link. If so, look for a form or email link to submit your site. And if you keep a text file handy with your page title, your website address, and a brief one or two sentence description of your site, you'll be able to quickly submit your site to quite a few directories. You can keep that file on your desktop for just convenience. Open it up in Notepad, or I like NoteTab Lite, actually. It's a better text editor. Notepad is found in Windows under Programs, Accessories. Leave it open while you surf around. Usually you can paste the info from that text file into the forms on the directory sites or into your emails to the webmasters asking for a link. If you give them a link and you tell them about it, a lot of times you can get a link back. If you want to get other links on the web, you can find other relevant websites. In other words, if you search for what it is that you do, you're going to find other sites that aren't directories, that aren't competitive with you. They're doing something similar. For instance, if you're a veterinarian and you want to get links to your website, you might search for, you know, dog grooming, or you might search for something else, doggy daycare, or something else that you don't do, something that's non-competitive, and go to their site and send them an individual email. You can't just go out and just spam everybody. You know, you'll get kicked off the internet. But if you send them an individual email praising the good qualities of their site and telling them that you gave them a link on your site, and, oh, by the way, here's the information on my site if you want to link back to me, you might be surprised at how many links you can get that way. And that's a good way to get good quality links from non-competitive websites, is to put up a links page and go out and find sites to link to that you think will give you links. And of course, if they don't, if you don't feel like that link is doing you any good, you can put it, take it down and put up another one in its place. It's very easy, really. And once you've got, you know, quite a few links to your site, after a few months, you'll find that your position in the search engines on searches related to what you do, in other words, for keywords about your website, about your business, whatever you're doing, your position will start to go up in the search engines, because Google is not the only search engine that uses link popularity as one of its criterion for ranking sites. Yahoo and the rest have really picked up on this link popularity thing, because Google really created relevance by their PageRank algorithm and the primary component of it, which is how many links do you have. The other big mistake that people make is by is opening up a website and, you know, then opening up another one and just giving up domain names, moving from one site to another, or even changing their page structure so that they are getting rid of pages, in other words, you know, file names on their server that are linked from other pages and that are valued by the search engines. So when you restructure your site, if you can stick with the same page structure and just add to it, layer onto it, or restructure it in terms of what the pages say, you're going to be a lot better off. Now, if you talk about getting links from relevant websites, if you own a website, you're going to get a lot of spams that are really just link spam. They're just soliciting you for links. You have to evaluate these on a case-by-case basis. Most of them are spam, but sometimes you get, you know, requests from sites that are really doing what I'm talking about doing, you know, doing this one-on-one, and they're not spamming. You know, they're really, you can tell if they're talking to you and it's not, you know, a form letter. And so you have to just evaluate it on a case-by-case basis. But if you look at, you know, how long their website has been up on the net, and which is one of the things that the search engines do, by the way, and, you know, if you do a backlink search for them, a good site to use for that is wholinkstome.com. You can find out, you know, whether or not this site will be worthwhile in terms of linking to. And make sure if you link to somebody because they promised you a link, that they actually give you that link, and that they put it on a page that people can actually find on their site. It's unfortunate that a lot of people are kind of gaming the system, but that's what people do sometimes. Another thing is, if you have a website and, you know, you have any kind of marketing materials related to your business, if you have a business website, make sure that you use piggyback marketing techniques of putting your website address on everything that you put out, whether it's your business cards, your Yellow Pages ad, or anything like that. It doesn't cost you any more to piggyback your website onto those things. Anything that you'd put your phone number onto, don't put your email address, put your website. You know, let people contact you through your website. You're going to get, you're going to be automating your business a lot better by doing it that way. Your website should always be listed in any form of advertising your company uses. And usually it'll cost you no more to include a small blurb along the lines of, you know, yourname.com on your ads. You don't have to say, visit our website at. Those days are over. You can just say www.yourcompanyname.com or just yourcompanyname.com. They'll come if they see the website address. Now, do these strategies really work? I learned most of these techniques by building and promoting our own websites for our own company. And, you know, starting out with a 5-page website in 1995 on my free AOL web space, my initial goal was 1 million hits per year. I thought, well, if I can get 20,000 hits a week, that's 1 million hits a year. That's my first goal. So that site, www.arty.com, now receives over 500 million, with a B, hits each year. So typically it gets 1 million hits a day, but sometimes it gets 2 or 3 million hits in a day, especially close to holidays like Christmas, Halloween, and that kind of thing, because we have holiday animations on arty.com. And animation buyers who found our studio on the web and went on to become clients include Kaiser Permanente, HarperCollins Publishers, that's a division of News Corp, it's one of the world's largest publishers, Duracell, PBS, Safeco Insurance, they're so big they have their own zip code, Snap-on Tools, and Raytheon Corporation, among many, many, many others. On Google, the site is currently number one for the keyword cartoon animation, but it scores traffic from tens of thousands of relevant keywords. And about, I think, 18,000 other sites now link to arty.com, according to Yahoo. So, yes, these techniques do work, and you can do these things too. You don't necessarily have to hire a search engine optimization expert, but, you know, if you want to spend your time running your business rather than doing your own sweat equity, SEO work, it might be a good idea.